Avosai, we are in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the top of the page, the beginning of the Mishnah, beginning of the Masechta. Mashkin Beis Hashalchin, we're allowed to water. We're going to talk eventually with your irrigation fields that need irrigation, that need extra water besides rain, and a rain field. Irrigation field, rain field. Rain fields can live just on rainwater. Irrigation fields need irrigation. Mashkin Beis Hashalchin, we were able to water an irrigation field, B'moid, or the Cholamoid, Ubashvias, and also during the seventh year, during the Shemitah year. Okay, Bein B'mayin Sheyotza B'tchila, whether it's a spring that just came out now, whose walls are not yet set and could fall, Ubein B'mayin Sheyotza B'tchila, and whether it's a spring that didn't just come out now, whose walls are set and unlikely to fall. Amol Ein Mashkin Lo B'mei Hagshamim, but we're not allowed to water from rainwater. If you have a pool of rainwater, you can't use that, as we'll see. Okay, below we may have kilon. Okay, nor can we use well water. Why? Because that's too much. That's a lot of trouble to get the water out. It's deep. Bein osin ugios ligafanim. You're not allowed to make the circular troughs around the roots of the grapevine. Says, you know, an ama was called an ama. An ama is a water canal, and it's an ama by an ama by an ama. So it's called an ama, but it's a water canal. You're not allowed to make an ama from the outset, not on cholamoid and not on shvius. To start to make it from the outset, you can't dig it out. The chachamim and the rabbis say, osinas ama b'tchila b'shvius. They say you're allowed to make from the outset. You can create a water canal from the outset on the seventh year, on the Shemitah year, Matakni Namakul Kolos and Abamoid. And on Cholamoid, you can fix ones that are messed up. Now, if the dirt falls into it, you can take the dirt out. Matakni is a Kokuli Amayim Bashusharabim. You're allowed to fix water cisterns that are there for people to drink from in the public domain. Machotatinosam, and you're allowed to dig them out to take out the stuff that fell into it. You can fix them, and you can clean them out, the dirt and stuff that fell into it. You're also allowed to fix the roads and the smaller roads and the mikvahs. And you can do all of the things that are necessary, that are needed for the public. And we're able also to mark graves. They used to mark them with the lime. You can mark the graves to warn everybody not to become tamei. Okay, b'yotzim af al kilayim, and also, and we'll see on Cholamoid of Pesach, the messengers of Beis Din go out to check if there are forbidden mixtures growing, to let people know that they have to see if there are forbidden mixtures so that they can be pulled up from the ground. In essence, we talked about really three things. We talked about things that are necessary to stop. You know what? I'm not going to do it. We're going to do it as we continue. Let's do it as we go. So says the Gemara, let me ask you, Kasha. You notice that we allowed a person to water the irrigation fields, whether from a new spring or an old spring. So the Gemara says, does it make sense that we should have to have both? Since I could say what, if I could have said what, that a brand new spring, which I mentioned to you, it's quite possible, it's more likely that the walls will fall down, Mashkin, and nevertheless, I'm still allowed to water, and we don't worry that it's going to be extra labor for the guy that he's going to come to that. We don't have to worry about the walls falling down from a new one. A spring that didn't just come out now, where the walls are set, where they're not likely to fall down. Mibai, is there any question? Obviously, you got to prevent the loss from not watering, there's no chance of coming to unneeded labor, to extra trouble. Amri, so they answered, don't worry, it's three. I still needed to learn both. Why is that? Because had you taught me just the case of a brand new spring, which you say, look, if a brand new spring which might fall down, I'm allowed to. We're not worried about extra labor. Certainly an old spring which is not going to fall down. He said, Habamina, no, I would have thought like this. Because I might have said to myself like this, if you taught me only new spring, since it's a new spring which has a chance to fall down, that's when you're only allowed to do an irrigation field, but not a field that can live on rain. Why? Why? Because since this field can live on rain, you don't really need it. You don't really need it to get the water. So that's the one you can't use a new spring for. Okay, why? Mishum dati limpuli, because it's going to fall down. It's possible that it's going to fall down. Let's say it's a spring that didn't just come out now. It's an old one. It's not likely to fall down. Then I'd say, oh, nami. Then I'd say, what? Even a rain field, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because since the whole problem is only to like it. So the one that's likely to fall down, only for an irrigation field, not for a rain field. The one that's not likely to fall down, even good for a rain field. Therefore, kamash malan. Therefore, how to teach me? No. It makes no difference whether it was a brand new spring that might fall down, or whether it's an old spring that's not likely to fall down. Still, even so, even with an old one, beis ha-shalchan in, you're allowed, an irrigation field, you're allowed to water, beis ha-baal lo, and a rain field, you're not allowed to water, even with an old spring that's not likely to fall down. You can only water things that you to prevent a loss and not to gain a profit. The language that you use for an irrigation field, we call the Beis HaShalchan. Why does the Beis HaShalchan mean the language of Tzachusa, of thirst? What do you know? That's why the Beis HaShalchan means it's a thirsty field that needs more than rainwater. To see, because it was written by Amalek, it says you are Ayef. Ayef in that case means thirsty, and you're exhausted. We're talking meaning, and if you see the translation, so the language for thirsty is mishalhei v'loy, and you're exhausted. So mishalhei is what? Mishalhei, like shalchen, so shalchen, mishalhei, and shalchen means a thirsty field, and a field that needs irrigation in addition to rainwater. Where do we see the language of Beis HaBaal? What we call the rain field, one that's satisfied, that's happy, that's satisfied, doesn't need it's settled, it doesn't need any water, it's not looking for anything. Where do we know that that's the language of Beis HaBaal? They see, because it's written when the Navi wants to talk about it, just like a man lives with a virgin, so it goes together, so too the people of Israel belong to the land of Israel. Just like a young man will be together with a virgin of a Targumidian. The translation is Arikama de Mito Tav. Here, he's settled. You know, that's the language of Baal is Mito Tav, that he's settled. Okay, and it says Olam im Betulta, just like a young man, he settled with the virgin. So it says Yisyasim Begavech Benayach. The translation continues: so will your sons, live within you in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, what we see that the language of Baal is the language of satisfied, not thirsty, settled. Mantana de Beseda in. Who's the Tana who basically in our Mishnah gave us a principle that what you're only allowed to water to stop a loss, but you're not allowed to water in order to make a profit? Why? Because watering a rain field is just to make more money. Watering an irrigation field is to stop the loss. It'll be destroyed. So who's the one who told us what that you can only water to stop a loss, but you can't water to get a profit? And even when there is a loss, we still limited it. Even when we said okay, if there's a loss you can water, we still limit it. We said mitrach namin the tarchinan, you can't have extra trouble. You can only water something to stop a loss. And a second caveat has to be what? That can't be extra labor, as we saw from the Mishnah. You can't do too much. We're afraid anything. If we're afraid you're going to do extra labor, then if it's going to do extra labor, you can't. Amrav Huna, as we saw the Mishnah. Amrav Huna, Rav Huna says, Erlez B'Yakabi. Oh, so we're going to spend time looking who's the opinion that holds you have to have both of these qualities in order to water. It can only for a loss, not for a profit, and even to prevent a loss, it can't be more than ordinarily troublesome. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Lezer Yaakov, the Tanan, because we learned Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, he said, Moshchina Samayim, Ilan Le'ilan, you're allowed to direct the water by making, you can draw the water by making a ditch from one tree to the other, okay, Ubavachala Yashka Sasada Kula, but on condition that you don't water the whole field. No, you can only do the watering for the trees, so you shouldn't get a loss, but not to do the field, which will be to gain profit, but not to stop a loss. The trees absolutely need watering. So the Gemara says, so you see clearly, Araya, Like we said, we said, get out of here. See, with the Shemash Le Rav Elazar, what did you hear from Rav Elazar? Avocha de lo. All you heard was right. You're right. You heard that you can't water for profit. You know, you can't do the air between the trees, but the trees you can do to stop a loss. But you're right. So you okay. That part you proved. But tirka b'makom seida. Okay, mishmasle. But extra trouble. And if, even in a place where there's a loss that you're not allowed to do it, where'd you hear that? You only saw one of the principles, not both of the principles. Alam Rav Papa. Oh, Rabbi Hudi. Oh, don't worry. It's Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is the one who holds both, that you can only water to prevent a loss, not to get a profit, and also holds that even when you're allowed to water to prevent a loss, you can't do it if it's a lot of trouble. The Tanya, because we learn, Mani, it's a bitchila, we learn the following braisa, a brand new spring that just came out, like we said, where the walls could fall, Mashkimi menafilis deyabal, you're allowed to water even a rain field. Boom, divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. He doesn't care. Even a rain field, a lot of water. Okay, Rabbi Huda, says, "Ein mashkin ella stebes shalchan." Shecharba, he says, "You're only allowed to water an irrigation field that dried up." We'll see what that means in a minute. Okay, so he holds what only for a loss. Okay, Relez ben Azariah Omer lokach velokach. He says, "Not neither." We'll see what he means in a minute. Yes, okay. Rabbi Huda, said further. Besides what Rabbi Huda said before, that you can only water the irrigation field that dried up. He says more. Okay, even for an irrigation field, a person cannot. You can't direct the amas amayim, the water canal. Leginaso to Vyashkin to water Leginaso to water his garden or Lechovaso to water also another place where let's say where there was a room where he planted a Bechol Shemoid. You can't do that on Chol Hamoed. And why is that? Because it's too much trouble. So now you see both the principles. My charba, okay, now we explain ourselves. My charba, what do you mean that you can only do it for, or Yehuda said only for an irrigation field that dried up? My charba, what does it mean to dry it up? Elema shacharba mamash, you mean that the whole field dried up? Lam lidi mashkale, what do you have to water it for? It must be what? It can't be that. Amar Abaye says, no, shacharba mimayan zeh abiyotza mayan achet. The answer is what? That it dried up from one spring, and now we have another spring. So the point is what? He started to water from one spring, that spring dried up, and now he got a new spring. The point is what? Because otherwise you're going to see, because if it wasn't watered before, he's not going to lose anything. You wait till later. Well, it's only a problem once you watered it once, you better continue watering it. If you didn't water it, it's not going to be a loss not to water it now for these days. But Lazman Azariah Omer, continue, Lazman Azariah said, Lokach, Lokach, neither. What do you mean? Lo Shana Char Mayana, Lo Shana Lo Char Mayana. It doesn't matter whether you started and the spring dried up, or if it didn't dry it up. Even if it didn't start watering it. Either way, I don't care. Any new one you can't do. I don't care. He never lets you use a new spring. Why? Because like that's likely for the walls to fall down. Okay, how do we know that? So now you want to tell me, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only water to prevent the loss, and even to prevent the loss, you can't do too much trouble, because he said you can't direct the water canal. Says I, the Gemara says, get out of here. Who said that's true? But Dimakan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda beisa shalchan and beisa baalo. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said, what? When is it that you can only do an irrigation field and not a rain field? Elamain shiatsu b'tchila. That was the point. He just said what? That only when it's a new one, because they were talking about a new spring. So by a new spring, like we said before, that's what he says. Only an irrigation field, but not a rain field. Okay, but why Dimati then Pule? Because maybe the new spring, the walls will fall down. That'll be too much trouble. You're going to come to work to build up the walls again. Ava mind you, that's a betchila. But if it's not a new spring, it's an old spring where the walls are not likely to fall down. The Dimati then Pule, where it's not likely to fall down. Afila beis abal nami. He would hold that what? You're even allowed to water a rain field. So you read it wrong. Who's you're assuming what? That you're assuming that he only lets you do an irrigation field. So one, you learned that you can only prevent loss. And not make a profit, and he told you not too much trouble. Slow down one second. Maybe when did he limit you to an irrigation field was only because it was a new spring, which might fall down, which might come to trouble. That yes, he says. But maybe he really held. But in the case where it was an old spring, which it wasn't discussing, where it was an old spring, which is not likely to fall down, maybe even let you water a rain field and even let you make a profit. So how do you know what you're saying is true? The Gemara says, Imkid, he says, I'll tell you how I know what I'm saying is true. It must be true what I'm saying. The Yehuda, no matter what, only lets you do, no matter old spring, new spring, only lets you, I'm going to say it out, only lets you do an irrigation field. And even an irrigation field, you can only do when it's no trouble. Ah, why is that? What makes me say that? Because Imkin, if I say the other way, like you, if I say to you, according to you, that even Rabbi Yehuda only, Rabbi Yehuda is only limiting to an irrigation field when, he's only limiting to an irrigation field, not because he can't make a profit. He's limiting to an irrigation field, okay, when it's a new spring that's likely to fall down. See, he limits it. I don't want you to get involved in that. It's the only one that absolutely needs it. But really, if it's an old spring, he would let you do even a rain field because it's not likely to fall down, in which case, according to you, so he lets you make even a profit. Imkain, if that's true, Masnisin Aman Tarmaya. According to you, who are you going to throw our Mishnah on? There's not going to be of all the different opinions we learned, there's not going to be a single one which will be eligible for our Mishnah. And we don't assume that there's other opinions, and therefore what? So, and I'm showing you that the only way to explain our Mishnah is to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is the way we said it, and not the way you said it. Elo, Yehuda lo shalom, mayin shiyotza mitchila, because any way you look at it, it's not going to be here. Rabbi Meir, a Mishnah can't be Rabbi Meir. Why? Because he lets you water an irrigation field. He lets you water a rain field. Our Mishnah said no. Okay, and you can't say the Mishnah is Elazar and Azariah because he doesn't let you water anything from a new spring. So that even if there's going to be a loss, so that can't be our Mishnah. Okay, and because our Mishnah allows people to water. To water from a new spring, and also our Mishnah only allows you to water where there's a loss, and doesn't allow, even when there's a loss, doesn't allow you to water where there's going to be extra trouble. So how are you going to, who's going to be if that won't fit Rabbi Yehuda? So you have to say Rabbi Yehuda is the one who matches our Mishnah. Ella, you're forced to say Rabbi Yehuda lo shana mayin shiyotza v'tchila, lo shana mayin shiyotza v'tchila. Rabbi Yehuda makes no difference whether it's a new spring or an old spring. Beis HaShalchin, in, you're allowed to water an irrigation field. Beis HaBaal lo, and you're not allowed to water a rain field. So I said, why? And that discussion was talking only about a new one. It wasn't because the law of Yehuda was limited to a new spring, but by an old spring it was even more lenient. You could do it, and you could do a rainfall. No, rather what? It only was talking about a new spring to teach you how to the strength or how lenient Rabbi Meir was. That even with a brand new spring, which might fall down, you're even allowed to water a rain field. He's the complete extreme. Even a new spring and even a rain field. Okay, good.
So wait, do we hold by Yehuda or
Meir? We said our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. We said our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Itmar, okay, it was taught the following. Now, we're going to learn a halacha on Shabbos, which will be shaykh to us in 1 minute. You know that on Shabbos you can't do any one of the 39 types of labor, but you also can't do their tolados. You can't do their subcategories. Subcategories is either the process is the same or the goal is the same. So Itmar, we learned hamanakesh, if a person is weeding, pulling the weeds up. A mashkamayim lezorim, where a person is pouring water, giving water to the seeds, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. What is he? What is he doing wrong? So we're going to see. You have a couple possibilities. Mishum my masrina bay. If we want to warn him, so if said if you do this, you know you're going to be killed by Basin. We have to warn him for the proper major category. What category are we going to warn him? Rabbi Omar says what? Mishum chorish. You have to warn him that what he's doing wrong is he's plowing by pulling up the weeds or by watering the seeds. He is plowing. Rabbi Yosef Aronah says what? You have to warn him. Mishum zore. You have to warn him that he's planting by pulling up weeds and making the other things grow, as we'll see, or by watering it. He's planting. He's causing it to grow. Amar Rabba Kavasi the Dimistabra. Rabba says, you know, it makes more sense to say like me that the problem is plowing and the problem is not, a problem is plowing. Why? What's the way when you plow? What do? You soften the earth. Okay, Hainami, here too, Merapuri Arya. Here too, when you pull up the weeds, you soften the earth, and when you water the seeds, you're softening the earth. Therefore, it's plowing. Rav Yosef Kavasi the Dimistabra. Rav Yosef says, it makes sense like me. They say what? That it's planting. Ma Darko Shozor. Zareya. What's the way of a person who plants? It's Muchi Pera. He causes the plant to grow, to spread, to grow. Hachanami here too. When you pull up the one plant, you pull up the weed, it makes the other plant grow. Okay, the Masmir Pera, it makes it grow. The same way you pull up a weed, it makes the other plant grow. When you water the seeds, it makes it grow. Rabbi
says the Didach Kasha Rabbi Yosef Kasha. He says it's difficult to what you said, and it's difficult to you who said it's plowing, and it's difficult to Rabbi Yosef who said it's planting.
The Didach Kasha, it's a Kasha to you that you said, oh, it's because of plowing. Mishum Choresh in Mishum Zarei Lo. What do you mean? It's exclusively forbidden because of plowing and not planting. Mishum Zareya in, he says, Elor of Yosef Kasha, of Yosef, who said that it's for planting. He says, Mishum Zareya in, it's liable for planting, and Mishum Choresh Lo, and not for plowing. Why is one exclusive? We both of you, Kasha, why is it exclusive this or exclusive that? Mechitema kol hecha di ikatart. And if you want to tell me, well, wherever there's two malachas happening at once, lo mechayev alecha, that person's only obligated one, I'll show you it's not true. It's not true. You're not obligated, you can be obligated two things at once. Rama Rav Kahana, didn't we say, Zomer, Vitzarech le'etim? Let's say a person is pruning the grapevine, and he needs the wood that he's pruning. So he's doing. So now it's two things: needing the wood makes it reaping, harvesting, and the pruning is planting. So he's chayv shtayim. If a person prunes and needs the wood, he's chayv shtayim. He's obligated for two things: echad b'shem noteya, one for planting. By pruning, he's making it grow. Okay, echad b'shem kotzer, one for reaping, harvesting. He's harvesting the wood. Okay, so Gemara says kasha. You're right. That's a big kasha on both of them. Rabbi Yosef, the Rabba. Now between them, they argued. Rabba said to Rabbi Yosef, didn't we learn one second? He says, let me ask you a kasha. Rabba, who says plowing, says to Rabbi Yosef, who says planting, says, let me ask you a kasha. You say it's planting? Didn't we learn, Hamanakesh, if a person is weeding out bad growth, or a person who covers over the new seeds with earth, the kilayim, that are mixed seeds, you know, it's forbidden to plant mixed seeds. So where there are mixed seeds, the person either pulled up bad plants, he weeded, or he covered over the seeds with earth. Okay, Loka, he is whipped. Okay, so why? Because of planting. That's enough to be whipped for planting mixed seeds. Rekiva says what? Even somebody who just leaves them in the ground is also gets whipped. Bishlam l'dd, it all makes sense. He says, that makes sense according to me. The amina mishum zareya. I said what? That weeding is really a type of planting. So that's why it makes sense. Okay, that's why it makes sense. So when the person weeds next to mixed seeds, he's obligated for planting mixed seeds because I said the weeding is planting. According to you, he says weeding is plowing. He says, where do we see that plowing is forbidden when it comes to mixed seeds? What's the problem? There's no mixed seeds yet. It's nothing. Okay, when you're plowing before, there's no mixed seeds. You're plowing before everything. Amar Leh, so Rabbi said back to him, he says, no. He says, you're right. He says, but over there, when it said that he gets whipped for mixed seeds, he's not getting whipped for planting mixed seeds. It's Mishum Akayim. It's by weeding them, he is maintaining them. He's keeping them going. I said, one second. He says, what are you talking about? You want to tell me that the prohibition that he's getting whipped for is maintaining them? He says, well, Muhammad Tani Seifa, since we learned in the latter portion, Rabbi Kiva or Mirafa Makayim, he said, even one who maintains them gets whipped, Mechlal the Tanakama, then it's clear, that implies that the first opinion, La Bisha Makayimu, the first opinion said he gets whipped, isn't saying he's getting whipped because of maintaining, he's getting whipped because of planting. He says, no, he says, not true. He says, Kula Bikibi, he says, the whole Mishnah is probably the whole Brisa is Rabbi Kiva. There was no argument. It's not that the first opinion holds that maintaining is not gets whipped and only Rabbi Kiva holds it. No, he says, really the whole thing was because of maintaining. That was one opinion. It was all Rabbi Kiva. I said, then why'd you mention Rabbi Kiva only at the end? Well, Ma Tam Kamer, because the Brisa is saying, is explaining what the reason is. Ma Tam Am Nakish Mechape. What's the reason why a person who weeds or who covers over the seeds, the mixed seeds, weeds next to it, covers over the mixed seeds with dirt, is whipped for mixed seeds? Misha Makayim. It's for maintaining them. Rabbi Kiva Omer, because Rabbi Kiva says, Af Makayim, even a person who maintains them, not only one who plants them. So therefore, we can defend Rabba's opinion.
Alright, my time is the Rabbi Kiva. What is the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that maintaining mixed seeds is also forbidden? We would think simply that it's only planting. The tiny, because we learned, Sotchala Tizra Kloim, it says your field, you should not plant in it with mixed seeds. Okay, Eliel is a rare. So you see what it's only, we see from there, you only have the prohibition of what? Of planting mixed seeds, Mekayim. But to maintain mixed seeds, Minayim, where do I know that it's forbidden? Talmud Lomar. And so in the syntax, kilayim sadcha lo, because it's written, it's a funny combination of words. Since it puts it together, it says kilayim lo. Okay. So it means what? So it says it reads like this: kilayim sadcha lo. There can't be kilayim in your field, okay? Even without planting it, you're not allowed to have in your field. You're obligated to uproot it. So therefore maintaining it is asur. Tanan, we learn the following: mashkin beis hashachem b'moed rishviyas. We learned in our Mishnah, you're allowed to water the irrigation field during Chol HaMoed and on Shviyas. Bishlam HaMoed, okay, I understand very well how it's a leniency that we're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed Shem Tircha, because the whole problem is what? You're not allowed to trouble yourself with work on Chol HaMoed. You can't do extra work. More than normal trouble. Malcolm said the Shara Banam, and the rabbis allowed it where there's a loss. The rabbis were allowed you to do the work and not to lose the field. Ella Shvius, when it comes to the seventh year of Shemitah, Bein Lamadam Mishum Zareya, Bein Lamadam Mishum Choresh, whatever you want to say, I don't care what you hold, whether you hold that putting water on seeds, whether you say that it's planting, whether you say it's plowing. Okay, Zriya v'Chorish b'Shvius Mishari. Since when in the seventh year you're allowed to plant, you're allowed to plow? Those things are both forbidden during the seventh year. You can't plant and you can't plow, and that's from the Torah. So how can you be lenient on a Torah law? What's going on? Amar Abai says the answer is b'Shvius Rizman Hazeh. He says that because our Mishnah is talking about the Shemitah year now, when there's where the seventh year is only rabbinic. We're Rebbe, and this follows the opinion of Rebbe that when we don't have any more the laws of Yovel, we don't have any more the laws of Shemitah, and it's only rabbinic. Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya, because we learn Rebbe said the following. He says, "Vizesh dvar shmita shamot." This is how he understood the pasuk. This is the matter of shmita, of stopping. Shamot, stop. You know, leave it alone. B'shtei shmita sakas b'dabra. So the there are two desistings of two letting goes that the pasuk is speaking about. Echa shmita skarka. One of them is letting go of the rest of the land. Echa shmita ksafim. One is letting go of money, letting go of debts. He learns that when you have to rest the land, you have to let go of the land, that's when you have to let go of the money. But when you don't let go of the land, you don't let go of the money. But the main point is what? That he holds it. There's a time when that went from the Torah, you don't have to observe the Shemitah. So our Mishnah was talking according to Rebbe, that in these times, we only do Shemitah, the Rabbanan. So the rabbis can be, it's a rabbinic law, the rabbis can be lenient to prevent the loss, even for Shemitah, that can allow us to water the field, to water the irrigation field to prevent a loss. I Rab Amar, I feel a tame Rabban. He says, you know what? I could even say that our Mishnah is according to the rabbis who hold Shemitah during these times is a Torah law. If it's a Torah law, how could you be lenient to prevent a loss? The answer is Abbas Asar Achmana, because even from the Torah, the Shemitah laws, only the primary categories of work that the Torah forbade in Shemitah are forbidden, and Toladas Asar Achmana. But the subcategories it didn't forbid. So you're right. Over here, you can, but by Shemitah, it's true. It's forbidden to plant. It's forbidden to plow. But with watering the field is either a subcategory of plowing or a subcategory of planting. But either way, so the subcategories, even from the Torah, were not forbidden, only the major categories. And that we'll call a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day. I apologize. I'm a little sleepy this morning.
It was fine to me.
And have a wonderful Shabbos.